and really feel the true peace in our heart.
Yeah, 可不可以请通工把那个 PowerPoint 放出来？
Please show the PowerPoint. David.
那过去一段时间呢，我们的注意力都在武汉的疫情上面。
Well, in the past few weeks, we paid close attention to the coronavirus in Wuhan.
但实际上，我们看一看这个世界的时候，会发觉，其实在这个世界上有很多其他的这个灾难。
But as we look around the world, there's so many disasters happening everywhere.
就是今年这还不到两个月的时间，有很多很严重的灾难发生在世界上。
Just within 2 months, there are so many severe disasters happen around the world.
1月12号在菲律宾的这个火山就爆发了。
On January 12th, there was a volcano eruption in the Philippines.
那在土耳其呢，是 1月24号发生一场这个 6.8级的地震。
And in Turkey, on January 24th, there's an earthquake,
6.8.
It was not the biggest earthquake. However, it happened in recent days.
那大家都知道这个在澳大利亚这个森林大火啊。
And many of you have known that there was a big forest fire in Australia. It has burned for months. And it was said that this is the biggest forest fire recorded in history. It started from the last September, almost less for half years.
也就是最近这一段时间哈，这个在非洲闹了很严重的这个蝗虫灾。
And in recent days, we have seen a very severe disaster caused by locusts in Africa.
几千亿的蝗虫啊，在非洲泛滥。
Billions of locusts, create big disaster in Africa.
这个国际粮食组织已发出这个警告啊，这个很有可能。 在今年或者最近几年的当中呢，非洲的一些国家要闹很大的饥荒。
And the UN has given warning already, in recent days or in the coming years, there will be famine in Africa.
而且这个蝗虫开始已经扩散到其他地方，像印度啊、巴基斯坦呢，都已经发生了大批的这个蝗虫灾。
And the locust has overspilled to other places. It even reached to India and Pakistan.
当然再加上在中国大陆发生这个肺炎的疫情。
And when you see the coronavirus in China,
你就会看到就是说主耶稣基督在圣经里面早早已经预言，甚至呢正在我们的眼前发生。
And you can tell that what is predicted by Jesus Christ in Bible actually happened in our eyes, in front of eyes.
这是在耶稣基督上十字架之前的那个晚上跟门徒所讲的话。
It was recorded before Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. The night he said to his disciples.
当时耶稣对他们对门徒说：“民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹。” 从天上显现。
From the Luke, Jesus says to his disciples, then he said to them, Nation will rise against the nation, and kingdom against the kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven.
这是门徒问主耶稣基督那个末期什么时候到来的时候，耶稣所讲的话。
And Jesus was answering the question from disciples when the end of the world will come.
这就是在主耶稣基督最后再来要审判世界之前，在世界上要发生的地震、瘟疫、饥荒在地上要泛滥。
And these are all signs that before when Jesus comes again, we will see big disaster like earthquake, famine, and virus.
地上的世人 没有读过这段圣经，不明白耶稣基督所讲的话的人，他们会陷在这个恐慌当中。
If you are just people who never understand the Bible, when you see this on earth, you will feel frightened.
但是当我们看到这些迹象的时候，我们不必惊慌。
But when Christian, we see these signs, we should not feel panic.
2000年前耶稣基督已经告诉我们了。
Because 2000 years ago, Jesus has already told us.
这个时候我们应该有的一种心态是警醒。
We should be on alert.
是期待。
We should be looking forward.
是来寻找一些途径与主来同工。
It's time for us to work with God, with Jesus.
让神要在地上所成就的事情呢，快快的成就。
So God's plan on earth can be accomplished as fast as possible.
但愿我们真是在灵里面有这样的警醒。
I wish that we are all alert in our spirit.
能够让主的心意成就在地上，就如同成就在天上一样。
So God's plan can be accomplished on this earth.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，你掌管天地宇宙万物。
God, you're the God who controls everything in heaven and earth.
主耶稣，你是再来的君王。
And Jesus Christ, you're the King that will come soon in the future.
你明明地告诉我们末期要到来之前所要发生的这些事情。
You have told us what would happen before the end of the world.
如今我们看到这些事情正在我们眼前展开的时候，我们心中就更加的来投靠你。
And when we see all this unfolded before our eyes, and we will get closer to you.
你说你来的日子像贼一样。
Because you told us when the day you come, it's just like a thief.
在人还没有预料到的时候，你就会降临。
You will come when people are unexpected.
你说众人都以为平安稳妥的时候，你就要再来了。
You will come again when everybody feels like they're safe and secure.
但是感谢你，你提前告诉了属于你自己的教会。
But we want to give thanks because you told the church belongs to you in advance.
让我们在这样一个充满灾难动荡的世界当中不必惊慌。
So we will not feel panic when we see all these disasters.
认定你的主权。
So we know that you reign.
而且能够与你一起来在祷告当中来同工。
So we can work with you in our prayers.
作为你的肢体，我们在地上来替你来走路，替你来做事。
As a part of your body, we can work with you on earth.
但愿你呢拯救世人脱离这个最终审判灾难的那个福音，快快的传到地极。
And may the gospel that saved people can be spread out to the end of the earth.
让人可以脱离这愤怒的审判，进入到永远的平安和生命。
So people can be delivered from the last judgment and enter into eternal peace.
请你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们靠你有力量。
So we can rely upon you with strength.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天呢，实际上我们要看两段的经文。
Today there are two scriptures we are going to read.
讲到保罗，使徒保罗曾经做过的、亲自参与的两个事工。
We're going to talk about a task that Paul has handled himself personally twice.
那保罗我们都知道，他是一个奉命传福音的人。
We know Paul is the one who was commanded to spread out the gospel.
他无论走到哪里，都要让人知道耶稣基督拯救世人的这个大好的福音。
No matter where he went, he wanted to spread the gospel that Jesus wants to save the world.
我们知道保罗是一个外邦人的使徒。
We know that he is a disciple of the Gentile.
他一心一意就是要在各地建立教会。
All he wanted is to build up God's church everywhere he went.
让这些外邦的人能够快快地进到神的家中来认识神。
So all the Gentiles can know God and become a part of the church.
这是我们一提起保罗，我们就会想到他所做的事情。
As soon as we mention Paul, this is what we will think about him.
但今天我们看的保罗所做的这两件事情呢，看起来好像跟前面所提到的有一点不大相干的。
When we mention these two, the tasks that Paul has handled, at first sight, it doesn't seem to relate to what we just mentioned before.
他为了做这两件事情，甚至把传福音的事情暂时放下，甚至把建造教会的事情暂时放下，他要赶快去完成这两个使命。
He even postponed his task to build up church. This you know, urgent task that he feels like he has to finish as soon as possible.
所以我们就要问了，说这样的事情为什么保罗这样急迫的要去完成呢？
So we have to ask why Paul feels this urgency to complete this task.
他所做的这些事情又跟这个福音在地上的拓展、教会在地上的建立之间又有什么样的关系？
And is this is related to the gospel and about the church building that he is so dedicated to?
我们还要问说，从保罗的这个服事的榜样上，我们今天的教会可以学到哪些呢？
We also have to ask what we can learn from Paul's example.
那第一次呢，就是记载在这个《使徒行传》十一章。
And the first was recorded in the Acts, the verses we just read together.
这里讲说，当那些日子，有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch.
这个当那些日子是什么样的日子呢？
And when he said during this time, what does that mean?
这个事情是发生在安提阿。
This happened in Antioch.
那这个时间呢，是这个安提阿这个地方的教会刚刚建立不久。
It was when the Antioch church was built not long ago.
因为一开始大家门徒啊都集中在耶路撒冷。
Because in the beginning, most of the disciples stayed in Jerusalem.
他们一直都没有离开耶路撒冷，所以福音还没有传到福音。
Because they have most of them have not left Jerusalem, so the gospel has not been spread around.
直到神允许啊，逼迫灾难临到耶路撒冷的教会的时候。
Until God allows the persecution on the Jerusalem churches.
只有在斯蒂凡为主的福音的缘故殉道以后。
Until Stephen was persecuted for Jesus Christ.
在耶路撒冷的教会不得不分散到各地去。
And all the members of the churches has to leave Jerusalem.
所以这些在耶路撒冷的门徒就一点点往北边去走，越走越远，直走到安提阿。
So the disciples has left Jerusalem heading to the north until they reach Antioch.
那这批的门徒就随走随传，就把耶稣基督的福音带到各地。
And they spread out the gospel along the way.
那在这个安提阿呢，就开始建立起来基督的教会。
And it established churches in Antioch.
而且在安提阿的教会，他们有一个很大的特点。
And there's a special characteristic of the Antioch church.
因为今天我们被称为基督徒啊，这件事情是从安提阿开始的。
Because starting from the Antioch, we were called Christians.
这些人的信心非常的坚固
，because they have very firm faith。
表现就是在他们实在的把神的话能够活出来
，because they live out the words from God。
他们彼此相爱
，they love one another。
然后在城市当中，不光向犹太人传福音，还向外邦人传福音。
They did not only preach to Jews, but they also preached to Gentiles.
他们不仅用他们的口在传，他们也用他们的生活行为去做见证。
They not only just talk about the gospel, they make the testimony through their own actions.
所以这件事情发生是这个教会虽然是刚刚开始一个年轻的教会，但是他们勇于靠着信心来依靠主。
And this has happened when the church was just established, and even though they were just newly established, they live out as an example through their faith in God.
当这些先知来到这个安提阿的时候
，When these prophets came to Antioch,
其中特别提到这个雅加布这个先知哈，站起来，借着圣灵来指明天下将要有这个大饥荒。
And in the scriptures that one of them named Agabus.Stood up and predict that there will be big famine, severe famine.
这是真的先知哦。
It's a true prophet.
是神所差遣的先知。
It was dispatched by the Lord.
靠着圣灵发预言的先知。
And who make a prophet through the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么知道他是真先知呢？
How do we know he's the true prophet?
因为他讲的话果然成就了。
Because what he says become true.
所以到了格老丢年间哈，这件事情果然就发生了，在全地整个罗马帝国都发生了大饥荒。
So if this happened during the reign of Claudius and all of the Romans, you know, they saw big famine.
那格老丢这个皇帝在历史上我们知道哈，是在主后41年到54年这一段时间呢，做这个罗马皇帝的。
We know the Emperor Claudius actually became the Emperor from 41 to 54.
当然，这场大饥荒不是同时在罗马的各地同时发生的。
Of course, it didn't happen at the same time all over the Rome's kingdom.
它是在不同的年间、不同的地方哈，这个发生了大的饥荒。
It happened during different times in different places.
换句话说，安提阿的教会也是面临饥荒的一个教会。
And the place Antioch was also affected by the famine.
可能在耶路撒冷犹大地那里发生饥荒的时候，安提阿那里还没有那么大的饥荒。
Maybe the famine, there was famine in Jerusalem, there was no big famine in Antioch yet.
但照着雅加布先知的这个预言哈，各地都会有大饥荒的。
But according to Agabus, the famine will come to every place.
所以大家就知道啊，在安提阿教会这些的门徒能够做这样的奉献的服事，是靠着信心。
So we should know that the members in Antioch Church when they decided to give offering, they did it out of faith.
所以这里讲哈，这些门徒呢是怎样做的呢？是定义啊，他们定义，于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱。送去供给住在犹太地的弟兄们，他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
Instead, the disciples determined to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gifts to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
是教会的这些没有记载在名字的这些的门徒啊，一起来决定做这件事情。
It was decided by those whose names were not recorded in Bible to do this.
他们做这件事情的时候不是勉强的啊，不是从上到下有人命令他们做什么事情。
They didn't do this. They were not forced to do this.
他们是都是出于圣灵的感动。
They do this willingly out of the Holy Spirit.
在神的爱的那种催逼之下。
It was enlightened by the God's Spirit.
看到主内的弟兄姐妹教会有这样实际需要的时候。
When they see the real need of the churches of Judea,
他们定义，他们主动，他们心甘情愿地奉献自己的金钱。
They were determined.Voluntarily to donate.
他们一定是明白啊，圣经里面这些的道理。
They must have understood what was taught in the Bible.
比如说箴言里讲说，怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行，耶和华必偿还。
Like what we learn from the Proverbs, whoever is kind to the poor, then to the Lord, and he will be reward them for what they have done.
比如说箴言里面告诉我们说，好施舍的必得丰裕，滋润人的必得滋润。
Also the proverb says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
他们一定是了解我们所信靠的这个神是蛮有怜悯的一位神。
Because they must understand that, you know, the Lord we believe is a merciful God.
是孤儿寡妇那些寄居的人看顾这些有需要人需要的这样的一个神。
And it's the God who takes care of widows, orphans, and aliens.
在利未记里面哈，神在定律法的时候特别定下一条， 就是当你收割这个地上的庄稼的时候，不可割尽田角的那些的庄稼，也不可收取那些遗落在地上的那些的麦穗，要留给谁啊？留给穷人和寄居的，因为耶和华是蛮有怜悯的神。
Because in the Leviticus, the God has commanded that when you harvest, you cannot take all the grain. You have to leave some for the orphan widows and alien to collect.
他们一定是知道神所应许的，就是怜悯别人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙上帝的怜悯。
They must have learned that those who show mercy to others will get the mercy from God.
神也应许我们说，你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流，倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
They must also have learned that they give, and it will be given to you a good measure.Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
所以安提阿这个教会的门徒们是凭着爱心，带着信心去做这个奉献的事情。
So the churches, the Antioch must have done this with the faith and the love.
经文里特别告诉我们说，他们是照着个人的能力去捐献。
In the scriptures, it also told us they offer according to what they have, they could.
不是勉强的，照着他们所有的，不是照着他们所没有的，尽自己的能力去奉献给那些有需要的。
They were not reluctant to do so. They just put up their offer according what they have.Not what they do not have.
安提阿教会里面有不是那么富有的穷人。
In the churches of Antioch, there were people who are not rich.
你想那些门徒被赶离耶路撒冷的时候，他们应该没有多少的钱。
Think about this. When the church member were driven out of Jerusalem, they couldn't carry much of their fortune with them.
但在安提阿教会当中，可能也有一些富有的人。
But in that church, they could also have some rich people.
Yeah, 到后来我们看《使徒行传》的记载，在他们同工当中有一些是贵族背景的人。
So when we look at the Acts, you know, those co-workers among them, some of them came from a noble background.
甚至有些人是跟希律王一起长大的。
Some even grew up with King Herod.
所以不管他们当中是穷人还是富人。
No matter what they were rich or poor,
这里讲说是照着他们自己的能力、自己的力量摆上自己的。
In the Bible, they said that they put out their offering according to what they have.
那经文里特别提到说，他们的奉献的目标是在犹大地的弟兄们。
And in the scripture, they also said that the offering was dedicated to their brother and sister in Judea.
换句话说，他们的奉献是拿到耶路撒冷的教会。
On the other hand, So it means that their offerings were carried out to brother and sister in Judea.
把耶路撒冷的教会作为一个供应的管道。
So they used the churches in Jerusalem as a vessel.
那一方面就是教会里面有需要的人。
On the one hand, it was offered to people who are in need in the church.
这样他们奉献的金钱可以直接帮助到当地的弟兄姐妹。
So the money they offer can help brother and sister in that church.
另一方面，他们也知道教会是很慷慨。
But on the other hand, they also know that churches are generous.
当地的教会也最知道身边哪些的人，即使是不在教会里面，哪些人是最有需要的。
And local church understand better than others who are in need, even those who are not the church member among them.
所以这样借着当地的教会呢，就可以帮助到更多的人。
So through the local church, they could help more people.
再有，他们知道教会是最可靠的。
Also, they know that the churches are most dependable.
教会是神的家，神住在那里。
Because churches are God's house and God dwells with the church.
教会也会使用，神也会使用教会里面的长老这些的领袖们。
And God will use the elders and leaders in the church.
诚诚实实的领受这些奉献。
To receive those offering with an honest heart,
也能够诚诚实实的把这些钱用在最有需要的地方。
And also, give out those donations with an honest heart.
所以你会注意到哈，送这个奉献的呢是巴拿巴和保罗。
So you can tell from the Bible verse, those who carry out those offerings to Judas are Barnabas and Paul and Saul.
那收取奉献的是耶路撒冷的长老。
And those who receive those offerings are the elders of the Jerusalem churches.
换句话说，这件事情是由教会的主要同工来负责。
So the whole action was taken care of by the important co-workers of these two churches.
确保神家里面的这些资源呢，用在最有需要的人身上。
To make sure that the all the money came from the churches are used in the important work.
所以这是第一次哈，保罗在安提阿所做的事情。
So this is the first time that Paul perform his our task in Antioch Church.
实际上那一次呢，保罗是刚刚出来在教会里面服事的。
So when we look back, it was almost the beginning of Paul's serving in the church.
他是被巴拿巴从他的家乡大树找出来，在安提阿教会服事，还不到一年。
And he served in that church not even 1 year.
但是他就很热心的去参与到这个帮补圣徒的施工当中。
But he was, but he participated with great passion to help church members.
那第二次呢，是记载在罗马书的第十五章。
And the second time it was recorded in Rome, chapter 15.
这里讲说，保罗说，但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒，因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意捐出款项。给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。
It says, now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the Lord's people there. For Macedonians and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the Lord's people in Jerusalem.
那这一次呢，是保罗已经服侍主在教会当中十几年以后了。
It was after of over 10 years after his serving in the church.
他写罗马书的时候是在这个亚该亚的哥林多城。
Paul finished his Rome in Achaia.
是在他第三次旅行步道当中哈，停在哥林多有三个月的时间呢。这个时候呢，他写信给罗马书所记载的这一段事情。
On his third trip of a mission, missionary trip, he stopped in Achaia cities and he wrote letters.
那个时候他实际上是很盼望去到罗马，他从来没有去过罗马啊，他很盼望去到罗马呢，在那里去传福音，在那里建造教会。
Since he has never been Rome, he was very much looking forward to go to Rome and to spread out the gospel and build up church there.
而且不仅是在罗马，他希望借着罗马呢，能够去到更远的西班牙去传福音，去建立。
Not only Rome, he even want to reach to Spain to spread the gospel.
但是为什么他没有去罗马呢？
But why he stopped and didn't go to Rome?
因为这个时候在耶路撒冷，在犹大地又产生了一场大的饥荒。
Because, you know, another big famine happened in Judea.
所以呢，他就暂时把他传福音的施工放下。
So he decided to postpone his missionary trip.
他就在他所建立的，在这个亚该亚，在马其顿，在这个小亚细亚建立的这些外邦教会当中呢，收集这个捐款，要供给在犹大，在耶路撒冷教会的需要。
And he decided to collect an offering in the churches he built in Macedonia and Achaia, and to provide to those in Jerusalem.
他想别人的需要在先。
He put other people's needs before him.
他知道那些生活在饥荒、在贫困当中的那些的人的需要是非常急迫的。
He knew how urgent the need were for those who are living in famine and poor poverty.
所以他就要快快的去做这件事情。
So he has to do this in a sense of urgency.
他说这些捐款奉献出来是固然是这些教会乐意的，其实也算是他们所欠的债。因为外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，
就当把养生之物供给他们。
He said that they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owed it to them. For if the Gentiles have a share in the Jews' spiritual blessing, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessing.
从保罗的这段分享里面，我们大概能够揣摩得到，能够体会得到，原来这件事情为什么保罗把它看得这么重要。
From what Paul said here, that we might be able to understand why Paul put attached great importance to this.
这件事情是跟属灵的事情连在一起的。
Because it's related to our spiritual life.
我们属灵生命的得救，福音的这个好处，是跟我们实际的这个奉献，跟我们实际的这些服事是连在一起的，分不开的。
Because our spiritual blessing are related to our offering and our action.
主耶稣基督来是让我们灵魂得救。
Jesus came to save our soul.
但是借着道成肉身来到我们当中，住在我们的当中。
But he came to us as a person in flesh.
这是一个整体的一个有恩典有真理的福音。
It's a gospel with a grace and the truth.
耶稣基督来到地上是为了拯救人的灵魂，但是他没有忽略人实际的需要。
Jesus came to save the soul of the of people, but he didn't ignore the need, the real need of people.
那些生病的人来到耶稣面前，耶稣就医治他们。
Jesus healed those who are sick, who came to him.
那些没有食物的人，耶稣就用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
And those who are hungry, Jesus provides to satisfy their hunger.
借着这个这些的服事，让人的心能够开始全向的转向。
So people's heart can turn to God through all this action.
所以在地上的教会，今天作为基督的身体的教会，也是这样，照着主耶稣基督的样式来服侍这个世界。
So the churches should serve the world, following the example of Jesus Christ.
我们一方面是希望人的灵魂快快得救。
On the one hand, we want people to be saved.
同时我们也不忽略人实际的一些的需要。
On the other hand, we should not ignore the real need of the people.
这件事情保罗称这件事情叫善果，是一个好的果子。
And Paul called this as a fruit.
他说等我办完了这事，把这善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里往西班牙去。
He said, so after I have completed this task, and have made sure that they have received this contribution, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way.
各地的教会领受了福音的好处。
All the churches have received the blessing of the gospel.
重生得救了。
And they were born again.
如今看到耶路撒冷教会实际的食物啊，生活必须的需要的时候。
And when they see the real need of the churches in Jerusalem,
他们就把他们美好的带着信心带着爱心所结出的这个果子这些的奉献呢送过去。
And they offer the fruits with love and faith.
以弗所书二章八到十节是这样讲，你们得救是本乎恩也因着信，这并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为免得有人自夸，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10, it says, For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
行善是一个美好的果子。
To perform good is a beautiful fruit.
有了救恩这棵大树在我们的里面，一定会结出行善的果子来。
When we were saved, you know, the trees inside of us will definitely bear fruit.
我们不会也不可能靠着行善来得救的。
We were not saved by performing good deeds.
我们得救是本乎恩因的信。
We were saved because God's grace.
完全跟我们的善行行为是没有关系。
It has nothing to do with our good deeds.
但是一个真正得救的人，他一定有善行的果子。 会解出来。
However, if one's really saved by God's grace, they will definitely bear fruit.
是靠着信心行的。
It was performed with confidence.
因为他信心里知道说我的一切金钱啊、生命啊、气息啊、机会啊，都是上帝给我的。
Because they through faith understand that everything received came from God.
而且这样的信心呢，也能够带给上帝以荣耀。
And this faith can glorify God.
因为这样的善行是出于神，也是为着神而去行的。
Because it was performed with the faith in God, and it all came from God.
不是让人以为这些基督徒都是大善人。
It was not just to make the world believe that all these Christians are good people.
而是让人知道基督徒所相信、所跟随的这个神是完全美善。
And it is through the action that the world can know that the God that they follow is the beautiful and true God.
我们基督徒不光是要祷告、要敬拜、要赞美，这被称为嘴唇的果子，献给神。
Now, Christians should not only just worship, praise, and these were called the fruits from the lips.
这些都是对的，这也是我们属灵的果子要献给神。
These are all good. These are spiritual fruit that we should dedicate to God.
但希伯来书还提醒我们说，只是不可忘记行善和捐助的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And in Hebrew, it also reminded us that and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
雅各书第一章也告诉我们说，什么是真正的虔诚呢？若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
In James chapter 1, it also reminds us what is a real religious person.Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight ring on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
所以保罗是这样教别人的。
So Paul taught others,
保罗也是这样去行的。
Not only Paul taught others, but he also performed what he taught.
那这至少有两次哈，一次是保罗刚刚出来服侍主的时候。
So at least twice, the first time happened when Paul just started to serve God.
另外一次是在他这个第三次旅行布道哈，在他旅行布道的结尾的时候，都是很专心、很热心的去。帮助那些有需要的基督徒。
And the second time it happened on his third mission trip, almost the end of the mission trip, he dedicated himself to help those who are in need.
那实际上这两件事情呢，是一件事情。
And in fact, all these two tasks is one thing.
就是在饥荒当中啊，在别人遇到需要的时候啊，筹集款项，乐于奉献，帮助那些有需要的教会。
It was just during the disastrous time when there was famine, he tried to collect donations, offerings to help those who are in need.
今天神把这个中国大陆，包括武汉在内的这个疫情摆在我们面前。
Today God showed us the distress and the disaster in Wuhan and what happened in China.
一方面，我们教会在这里祷告，甚至禁食。祈求上帝的怜悯和医治。
On the one hand, our church gathered together to pray, God can show mercy to those people in distress.
一方面，我们也希望跟大陆的、跟武汉的教会能够连接，与他们一起来同工。
On the other hand, we also want to work with the churches in Wuhan and in China.
帮助在那些在人当中属灵的需要和实际的需要。
To help those who have a spiritual and a real need in life.
那上周有给大家介绍啊，这个在武汉南京路
教会的这个落传道，带着他们的教会啊，每天一百多人上街，可能现在不行了啊，因为现在管理的更严。但前一段时间还很松的时候，他们每天一百多人上街去，一方面传递口罩免费送人，一方面呢传递福音单张，拯救人的灵魂。
Last week, we learned that brother and sister in the Wuhan church, they went out, almost hundreds of them, to give not only masks but also spread out the gospel and share the gospel.
请大家也继续为他们祷告。
Please continue to pray for them.
我最近看到这个洛传道的一篇的分享是讲说，感谢主，借着这个的封城哈，更多的肢体被兴起来，就在身边，就在小区里面，开始积极的为主去做见证。
Brother Lord in Wuhan recently just said that he wants to give thanks to God because he saw the revival of church of Christians in that area. Many people became very passionate and they share gospel in their own community.
那上周我们长职同工在一起开过会之后呢，我们开始在寻找一些可靠的管道啊，可以把我们的资助能够送进去。
Last week we had a meeting among the elders and the deacons. We were looking for a reliable channel to channel our offering and donation.
那现在我们找到两种的可能性。
Now we found two possible channels.
第一个呢是在芝加哥有一个华人浸信会。
First one is a Baptist church in Chicago.
他们是怎么做的？他们联络在国内的生产厂家。
What they did, it was they built up contact with the company inside of China.
在国内呢，快快的生产一些口罩出来。
They could produce masks.
然后这些口罩呢，就直接送到医院里面给那些医护人员、病人使用。
And those masks can be directly distributed to hospital for all the doctors and nurses.
那很多的渠道呢是关注在武汉本城的需要。
Many people lay their eyes on the need in Wuhan.
但实际上呢，在其他的二三线城市里面，那些医院呢，可能需求量也同样的大。
And in reality, there might be need in other cities as well.
所以他们生产的口罩呢，就直接送到那些小城市里面的那个医院里面去帮助人。
So those masks produced by those factories can be directly distributed to the cities.
那他们在微信上面组了一个群，现在有将近200位同工在上面互相的联络，有的是在美国的，有的是在大陆的。
They had a WeChat group, almost around 200 people. Some of them are in the U.S., some of them are in China.
他们在美国筹集到的款项呢，直接付给国内的厂家。生产口罩送到医院。
So, the donation they gathered, offering they gathered, in the U.S. can be paid directly to the companies inside of China, and they will be directly distributed to people in need.
我们找到的第二种可能的渠道呢，是在武汉的这个教会叫下上堂。
And the second possibility is the church, in Wuhan called the
下上堂。
Root and the Fruit Church.
这个名字蛮怪的哈，为什么叫下上堂，或者是叫上下堂？下上堂它取自圣经一句话，叫向下扎根，向上结果。
Okay, it came from a Bible verse that you know, you bury your root deep, and so you can bear fruit.
那这是他们下上堂教会的牧师黄磊牧师。
And this is the Pastor Huang from that church.
12年我去武汉的时候有见过这位牧师。
I met him in 2012.
当时他们刚刚买了一个大的一个 unit, 一个房间。
They just bought a big unit.
他们呢在那里把这个几个 unit 的这个墙壁打开以后呢，建成了一个可以装300人在一起敬拜的一个教会。
And they built a church that could worship by 300 members.
这是家庭教会。
It is a house church.
黄磊牧师以前是做医生的。
He used to be a doctor.
后来神的呼召临到他，放弃很好的职业，出来做全时间的传道人。
And he decided to serve God as a full-time minister after he heard the calling from God.
那这个教会呢，跟我们教会之间联系还是蛮多的。
We had a lot of communication with that church.
那去年他们教会有二十几位的同工要学习圣经辅导。
Last year there was about 20 members in that church want to learn the Bible counseling.
所以我们教会有三个同工就跟在网络上跟他们配搭。组织他们带领他们一起来学习到现在我还跟他们保持联系
and there were three members from our church through the online teaching they helped them to learn the biblical counseling
所以因着这个疫情呢我们最近就开始了解他们的情况怎么样
so we still have the contact and learn the latest situation in Wuhan and their church
询问他们现在他们有哪些的需要
we also
他们在做什么
What is their need and what they are doing now?
那感谢主，神在使用这个恰上堂成为一个祝福别人的一个管道。
And praise the Lord that God is using this church as a vessel to bless others.
他们同工跟我们介绍说，这个十年前，2010年，他们就在武汉开始了一个扶贫的施工。
One of the co-worker told us, 10 years ago, they already started a mission to help the poor in Wuhan.
他们跟政府注册了一个非盈利的一个机构啊，扶贫的机构，就叫武汉这个爱心食物捐献中心。
They have established an NGO registered with the government 10 years ago.
所以因为有武汉疫情的爆发呢，他们就鼓励教会的弟兄姐妹使用这个一个这个扶贫的机构呢，开始分发这个物资和食品。
Because the outbreak of the coronavirus in Wuhan, they started to encourage brothers and sisters to use that NGO as a tool to distribute materials that people need.
他们同工跟我们介绍说，大家现在的关注点都在口罩上面。
The co-workers in Wuhan told us, people now focus so much on the facial mask.
但是发觉随着这个封城的时间的延续呢，越来越多的人的基本的生活开始出现问题。
However, when the city was quarantined for a long time, many people have a problem with their basic needs.
因为这些人工厂的不能上班，这个公司也不开工，他们又没有收入。
Because they have no revenue when most companies are closed.
一周两周还可以维持。
Maybe they can last for 1 or 2 weeks.
但时间长了，他们基本的生活就出了问题。
But when it lasts for a long time, they could not meet their basic demand.
我们可以预见，随着这个事件的继续的发展，现在还看不到这个见顶啊。那这种的需要，生活上的需要会越来越多。
We can anticipate that there will be more need coming.
所以他们教会现在是开放给个人，开放给教会和机构接受外面的捐款，可以借着他们呢，帮助在他们当中和他们所知道的生活上有需要的。
So now the NGO started to receive donation, and so they can through this NGO they can help those who are in need.
所以请大家为这件事情祷告。
So please pray for this.
今天我们没有午餐哈，聚会之后我们就直接留下来，我们全教会在这里来祷告。
Today we don't have a lunch, but after the worship, we will stay here to pray together.
盼望神给我们打开这个一个安全的一个渠道。
We pray that God will open a safe channel.
可以效法圣经上所记载的啊，保罗和他的同工们所做的这样的好的事情。
So we can follow the example of Paul and his co-worker to perform good.
神摆放在我们面前的这样一个现实的一个需要面前。
When we see the real need in front of us.
能够跟神一起来同工。
So and then we can work together with God.
成为一个祝福别人的一个教会
To become a church that can give blessing to others
那在这个过程当中呢我们来看看哈，我们应该注意哪些的事情
So why should we pay attention in during this process
第一个就像保罗和他的同工那时候的教会所做的一样他们的奉献是定义是甘心乐意的奉献
First of all offering has to give given cheerfully and it has to be determined by ourselves.
我们先要审查我们自己做这件事情的动机。
First, we have to look at our motivation.
不是为了别的，完全是出于对神对人的爱去做这件事情。
It was not motivated by other things, but purely motivated by our love for others and for God.
很有可能我们这种的奉献是不能免税的。
It's possible that those donations cannot be tax exempt.
我们现在不确定啊，因为同国告诉我们说，这个美国 IRS 的这个规定是说，他们得知道哈，我们奉献的对象是这个福利机构的哈，他才能给我们免税。
Because we are now not quite sure about the regulation of our IRS, it seems like all the money has to go to a charity organization that IRS recognized.
但是我鼓励大家在这个实际的巨大的需要的面前，我们这是出于爱心信心来做这件事。
And but I will encourage you, you know, when there is a huge demand, we will do this, out of our love.
第二个我们学习的就是这件事情是蛮急迫的一个需要。
And the second thing we learn is that this is a very urgent need.
我们在美国很平安，很有衣有食，什么都不缺。
In the U.S. we are safe. We have everything provided.
但是你想象一下，在那些封城的那些城市里面。
But when you think about those who are living in the city that quarantined,
他们的收入没有了。
They have no salary.
可能马上下一顿，明天。可能这个实际的生活就会有需要。
Maybe tomorrow there will be an urgent need.
这是一个很急迫的需要，我们要快快的去行。
We have to take action fast.
第三个我们学习的哈，这个在圣经里面告诉我们说，奉献这件事情就像撒种子一样。
And the third thing we learn from Bible is that giving offering is like a spread out the seed.
少种的少收，多种的多收。
Those who plant more will gain more.
我们凭着自己心里面所酌定的哈，不要做难，不要勉强哈。捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦。
So when we give willingly, it will please God.
靠着信心摆上我们一份。
So we will put our offering in faith.
所以当我们奉献的时候呢，我们不是带着一个施舍的心情去做的哈。
So when we put out our offering, we will not just show pity to others.
我们知道这件事情是讨神喜悦的。
We know it pleases God.
我们是做给神看的。
We do this for God.
别人不一定知道。
Other people may never know.
但是神会纪念。
But God will remember this.
神告诉我们说不要积财宝在地上。
God told us not to accumulate treasure on earth.
要积财宝在天上。
However, to accumulate treasures in heaven.
所以这一次是我们很好的与主同工积财宝在天上的一个好机会。
So this is a great opportunity for us to accumulate treasure in heaven.
第四个提醒大家的哈，这件事情大家一起来做。
And the fourth reminder is that we have to do this together.
你看保罗在帮助耶路撒冷教会，尤其是他第二次做这件事情的时候，他是写信给哥林多教会，鼓励其他教会大家一起来奉献。
So when you see Paul did this, he sent the letters to church in Corinthians and other churches. So all churches took action together.
这样众人都有机会来参与到这一个美善工作当中。
So everybody could get involved in this good deed.
所以这次我鼓励弟兄姐妹啊，带着你们的儿女们一起来做。
So I would encourage you to do this with your children.
把这个机会也可以分享给其他的这个弟兄姐妹家人。
And also spread out the news to your family.
盼望众人众教会一起在这个善工上能够有份。
So everybody can be involved in this good deed.
最后第五个呢，我们也要谨慎行事。
And the last reminder that we have to take action cautiously.
这件事情做起来可能还是有风险的。
It could be risky.
当初保罗把这个捐款从哥林多其他的教会一直送到耶路撒冷，他一路上就知道有危险。
When Paul took the offering all the way to Jerusalem, he knew there would be risk.
他无论走到哪个城，圣灵都在那个城里面借着当地的门徒信徒提醒保罗说有危险在耶路撒冷等着你。
Wherever cities he traveled, there was always disciples, brother and sister, motivated by the Holy Spirit to remind Paul there was dangers in Jerusalem.
那后来果然也是这样，当保罗去到耶路撒冷交完这个捐款之后呢，他就被抓起来了。
And it is true. And after he entered Jerusalem and gave the offering to local churches, he was arrested.
保罗不是不知道一点,
it was not like Paul had known nothing about the danger waiting for him.
他很清楚这件事情会,
he was very sure that some dangers were waiting for him.
但是他立定了心智,
however, he was determined to go ahead.
把他前面的道路交给神,
and he laid his life to his future to God.
并且相信在凡事上有上帝的美好的旨意.
And he also believed that everything is in God's hand.
我们这一次的奉献因为是送到大陆里面嘛.
Because this time, you know, we gave our offering to China.
他们的风险可能比我们的风险更大一点.
They may have a bigger risk than ours.
因为中国政府是很注意哈这个当地的教会国内的教会 跟海外的这些的连接，尤其是金钱上的这些连接。
Because Chinese government pay close attention to the connection of churches in local and the churches overseas.
一方面我们要注意啊，这个我们这个确保哈，找到这个安全的渠道，把神所供应的这些的资源能够送到有需要的人的手中。
On the one hand, we want to find a secure channel for our offering to be delivered to those people who are in need.
另一方面呢，我们也希望不要因为这件事情给当地的教会造成麻烦。
On the other hand, we don't want to cause troubles to the local church.
就是带给我们智慧。
So we want to pray God to give us more wisdom.
也邀请弟兄姐妹一起来同心的为这件事情来祷告。
And I want to invite brother and sister to pray for this.
靠着神来成就
So we may count on God to complete what God wants us to do.
也让我们能够参与到这个工作，把更多的荣耀散播归给神。
So we can get involved and to give our good fruits to God.
让我们结束的时候唱一首回应的诗歌。
And that's sing the song.
这个歌词呢，在这个单张的背面啊，就是圣法兰西斯的祷告。
So you can see the song in the sheet that you just received when you came in.
盼望这个成为你我教会的祷告，让我们成为和平的。
So we wish that this could be our prayer.